Good afternoon, sir. What's your name, please?
Stephen Gabriel.
Okay, thank you. The officer, Lee Kimonis, will conduct your hearing. You'll hear it next. His voice next, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Kimonis.
Mr. Nava, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Stephen Gabriel, June 28, 1975. My DOC number is 110672.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the four alleged violations listed under your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 20th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Well, they never gave me nothing that was a violation form.
Well, sir, you signed your notification of board hearing on April 20th, 2018. The form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Here is your attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
I couldn't even hear you. What happened?
Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I could.
Okay. You have a right to hire an attorney at your expense to represent you. Here you are, attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm doing it myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us, but in the hearing room is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our acting board chair, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Lee Quinones. So I'll be serving as the lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Grady. It will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer.
Yes, sir.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Nava and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God and so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Mr. Nava, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked.
Okay.
When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. The reason why we give you the third option of remaining silent is because you have a department report number in this case suggesting that you may have a pending charge in the criminal justice system.
May I do?
Yes, sir. So, when I read the allegations
to you,
let me finish. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they're true or false, or you wish to remain silent. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about February 28, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 9, 2018. Mr. Nava, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Okay, about the UA?
Yes.
About failure to go to the UA? Yes, it's true,
because... Okay, we're just asking you whether it's true or false, or you wish to remain silent, so let me read the next allegation.
No,
I have a chance to speak to the board in detail during the second phase, okay, sir? Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about March 19, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated April 9, 2018. Mr. Nava, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
True.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number three, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by your possession of a crystal-like substance later field tested to be methamphetamine on or about April 4, 2018 in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Nava, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Remain silent.
Okay. And allegation number four, violation of condition number five is demonstrated by the possession of a glass pipe commonly used to use, pardon me, let me say this again, as demonstrated by the possession of a glass pipe commonly used to abuse illegal drugs on or about April 4th, 2018 in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Mount, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
True.
True. Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Nava's wish to remain silent on allegation number three, I'm going to take further information from our community corrections officer. So, Mr. Grady, if you can read that.
Number three. Allegation number three. According to Phoenix Police Department, report 2018-005-84320. On 4-4-2018, the offender was observed riding his bicycle southbound on 67th Avenue from Irwin Drive without illuminating headlight by police officer Maxwell, John 08683. As the officer directed the offender to stop, the offender was observed to throw away a balled up piece of plastic on the grass behind him. Later found it contained an unknown pill or two, small clear plastic bag, a crystal-like substance, which field tested positive for methamphetamine. When asked, according to police officer Maxwell, John 08683, the offender admitted to throwing away methamphetamine and three small pills packed together in a separate clear plastic. Upon further query, according to the report, the offender admitted to the methamphetamine being meth and the pills as being Xanax. Follow-up number three. The offender was transported to the 4th Avenue Jail by Officer Olson, 8207, and booked. The offender was charged with one count of possession of a dangerous drug and one count of possession of dangerous paraphernalia.
Thank you, Mr. Grady. I am going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land for phase one, and that is regarding allegations one, two, and four, based on Mr. Nava's admission and based on information provided by the Department of Corrections and information on the warrant regarding allegation number three. I move to find the delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have had a lapse in a criminal agent company.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Nava, we're going to continue the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Grady, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, Mr. Nava, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and then you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Nava released from DOC on February 12th of 2018. He was arrested on April 4th of 2018 by Phoenix PD for possession of dangerous drug possession of dangerous drugs, and possession of dangerous paraphernalia. He was returned back to DOC on April 13th of 2018. He has a CSED of December 11th of 2018 that reflects zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1995, shock incarceration, 3 months, 29 days. 1995, theft, 2 years, 6 months. 2002, theft of a credit card, obtained fraud, 1 year. 2005, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2008, negligent homicide, 4 years. He has 5 terms with DOC. His CUIR scores are 3-3, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 3. He's affiliated with the prison gang Serrano. Prior term of supervision, 2003, TIS release, absconded for 27 days, arrested and revoked by the BOEC. 2007, TIS release, absconded for 31 days, arrested and revoked by the BOEC. 2011, TIS release, completed 6 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with rioting noted. Community risk score is a G7V8. And on his charges, per Maricopa County Attorney's Office, the case was sent back to Phoenix PD for further investigation on 4-6 of 18 and has not been resubmitted to the county attorney, so charges are pending.
Charges are pending. Thank you, Mr. Grady. Okay, back to you, Mr. Nava.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're relieved from the Department of Corrections to reside at 6502 West Columbus Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. Is that the only place that you lived when you were outside of prison and on community supervision?
Yeah, 6502 West Columbus Street.
Thank you, sir.
And my phone number is...
Oh, you don't have to do that. I want to ask you about your employment. Were you working at all when you were outside of prison?
Yeah, I was working for my family. They had a company working.
And when you were living on Columbus Avenue, is that also a property owned by a family?
Huh?
The where you were living on Columbus Avenue, was that a property owned by a family?
Where I was staying at?
Yes.
No, my aunt was renting the house.
Okay, so you're living with your aunt?
Yeah, I was living with my aunt and my uncle.
Okay.
I'm living with my uncle, my aunt, and my daughter that's 8 years old, and my fiance.
Thank you. We got programming notes that you assigned a test for random drug testing, an assignment called Gray. You failed to submit a urine specimen on February 28, 2018, and March 19, 2018. You also failed to test as directed by Pierre Eisenbohr on March 12 and March 28, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. But could I explain myself?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, I need help. I need a treatment, because I'm not getting old. I'm here. I went to go take a UA when I was supposed to, but I'm on these people calling. I'm on a Mexican hit list, and there's these people there. They try to jump me. I haven't told my parole officer what happened, and he said that there's all kinds of other places to take UAs at. But I'm on the hit list. I try to stay to them. I can't go to those places. I went to all my classes that he told me to go to. I checked in. It's not like I was on the run. It's just that I couldn't go to those places because I'm on the hit list.
Okay.
I'm an ex member of a selling gang called Sudanians.
Okay, sir. So you're saying that you were having trouble going to your task location because you're on the hit list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm an ex gang member from prison.
Okay, sir. You made the option of remaining silent regarding your arrest by Phoenix PD, but I will ask you, what were you doing when the police made contact with you?
Okay, that night, I was coming, because I got into it with my kid's mom, my other kid's mom, and I was coming down the street, and I crossed the street, and I was on the bike, and I didn't have a light, and then when she pulled me over, she stopped me. That's when I had contact with the officer.
Okay, I'll leave it there, because, again, I'm not trying to get more information out of you on that pending case, as much as I was just wanting to know what happened when the police made contact with you. You have 0 discon days. We commend you for that. It looks like that you have a past with dangerous drugs, so do you have ongoing issues?
I'm asking. That's why I'm asking for treatment. I need help. I'm not asking to just get out there and nothing. I admit it that I have a drug problem. I need help. And if I go back where I came from, it's set up there, you know what I mean? Right there in that prison where we can go, it's all set up, so it's not going to harm me. I need treatment.
Are there certain drugs, what are your drugs of choice in terms of your drug abuse?
What is it?
Yes.
There's crystal meth and heroin.
And do you mix them both?
Yeah. I would be happy to go to a treatment and UA every other day or every week. I'm asking for help.
Okay, sir. We're going to ask our fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Mr. Neal.
Sir, did you discuss with your PO about going into the parole office and doing a mouth swab until it actually dropped in the UA?
Then what happened?
Okay, your PO had the capability of taking a mouth swab to check you for drugs. And if you can't go to the task because of the people you might run into, did you ask your PO if you could go into the parole office to do your drug testing?
I told him I was dirty.
Oh, okay, that's not the question, sir. Did you ask him if you could come in to his office to get a swab done, on your...
No, I didn't know we could do that.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. Any further questions from fellow board members? Okay, Mr. Tanaka, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Was there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel you need to share?
Oh, yeah, dude, I got a job out there waiting. And then I have to go back to the same address that I'm at. But I want to know if I could get treatment, because I really need it.
Thank you, Mr. Nala. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like they were speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So, if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Nala.
Okay. Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. Inasmuch that Mr. Nava has less than 7 months left on his prison sentence. And I will say that he has a history of both drug abuse and absconding from supervision. Fortunately, in this case, he did not abscond, but he does seem to have some ongoing problems with drugs. I heard what he's saying about treatment. But I will also say you had an opportunity to comply with his community supervisions and seek treatment while he was on the outside. And based on the totality of his history, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision. But I am certainly open to the discussion with my colleagues. Okay. Seeing no further discussion, or hearing no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land. If you could just give me 1 second. And that is... Based on the information provided to the board in warrant number 2018W1039, our discussion with Mr. Nava, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Nava was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and have lapsed or is about to lapse in the criminal laser company, inasmuch that he did not abide by his community supervision, and with respect to what he pled the fifth on, it would appear that he was in possession of a glass pipe, possession of a glass pipe, commonly used to use illegal drugs, and has ongoing drug issues, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Mr. Nava, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about December 11, 2018. And we recognize it may sound like a long time away, but it is only a matter of months, and we highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming available to you inside the Department of Corrections, as well as any NA or AA programming or counseling that's available to you, again, inside the Department of Corrections. We do wish you a safe, sober, and productive return to the community. We're glad to hear that you have a job waiting for you. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Nava.
So, what happened?
Your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about December 11th, 2018, sir.
December 11th?
December 11, 2018, sir.
Okay, I got a question. The charges, they were never filed.
No, sir, they haven't been filed, but they are pending in the criminal justice system. They were returned to the police department for furthers, and they are still subject to being accepted by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.